Man, it's your boy Country coming live from the South. Got something to say, episode 79. We back.
It's your boy DJ Big Dream, man, the Dirty Thirty representative.
And it's the heavily orchestrated, never duplicated lyrical symphony known as the Eternal One Eternity, holding it down for the South, because I watched y'all last week attempt this and butcher it. Yeah.
We did. We definitely attempted it several times. Several times. Then we looked at each other like, I don't think anyone else gonna get it. Hey, man. We had you here in spirit with us, bro.
Yeah, man. I was tapped in, bro. I was enjoying Viva Las Vegas. So
was that what was going on?
Yeah, I was enjoying listening to y'all experiences, because it was funny as hell.
Did you realize that he was coughing?
So yeah, I saw you get up
and move. With the mask on. Yeah, bro. Like, so funny thing is, bro, is that my cousin started coughing while we was there.
Oh, Lord.
Like, and it spooked me. Right? Straight up spooked me. And then, like, literally after I'm telling her how I'm spooked, the next day, he coughed.
Oh, Lord.
Bruh. It was so hard to eat a hot and spicy chicken sandwich while he was coughing. That's the only thing we ate on Monday. Like, we got up. Did a little bit of running around to get ready to catch our flight. Caught our flight. Bro, I packed Spirit plane first off. The hey, only
nobody fly Spirit ever.
Ever.
Shut it down.
Finish your thought, and then I got something to come in behind that. Cause God, I was waiting,
bro. So first off, bro, I've rode planes several times, bro. In the last couple of years, like, I've been really flying a lot lately. And never been on a plane where it was packed. Bro, this plane was so packed, they asked for 4 volunteers
to not get on the bitch.
To not get on the plane.
That happened.
So
you know what's funny though? So when they get on, this is such and such for aisle 3. I'm asking for 4 volunteers who don't need to go fucking home, to got time on their budget and they scheduled to stay here for another day. It's gonna be free. We're gonna talk to you about it. And then he turned to look at me like, not the fucking day.
Not happening. We going back to Alabama, baby.
His look was classic.
I looked at him like, we going back to Alabama.
I started itching toward the front. We 30 minutes early. I started itching toward the front. We going to be 30 motherfuckers on.
Yeah, bro. We were not going to not have a seat. So then we get up front, and our tickets say, like, they was like, look at your seat, you know what zone you in. Our ticket say, yeah, see attendant for zone. I'm like, alright. What does this mean? So we get it. There's a small misunderstanding. So they issue us 2 tickets then with seats on them. Bro, we get on the plane, we some of the first people on the plane.
And they made me pay some of them.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, well, that's some old dollars.
This is why we boycotted Spirit. First off, I was never with the whole Spirit flight thing.
I know you wasn't. That's why
I was never with it.
Dream was so man, we just got to get there and get back. And then he going, don't fly Spirit. That's why I'm really excited to hear this story.
I was never with the whole Spirit thing, but you know, he was like, he made me feel like I was being bougie. He was like, bro, we just flying them, we just gonna fly back. Like, just chill. It ain't gonna be that bad. It's 3 hours, right?
It's like a number 2 pencil in the sky.
Oh my God, bro, it's terrible. So
the actual flight ain't bad.
Like, oh no, the flight is terrible.
And jump and none of that stuff. Like, people make like it's just gonna fall out.
Oh no,
the whole thing, right? But you sitting there be like, you're right here.
and on top of sitting like that,
he on the other side of the aisle.
and on top of sitting like that, the seat is made weird, so you're sitting kind of like this too.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah, like, bro, you know how on some plane you could kind of like lay your head in your lap?
Right.
It's impossible. Like, bro, if I lean forward, I hit the seat in front of me. So
I was in that bit packed like sardines.
So on the way back, bro, he hand us the ticket, so we get on, and he like, this stuff right here, 5E, and he like you E, and what was you, G?
D.
So, bro, I look at it, I was like, E, that's the middle. So I'm sitting in the middle, and he's sitting in D, which is the outside. Where literally my arm was in the middle of his chest. Like, we was on top of each other. And I'm sitting here. Now, the plane empty at this point, but we know they said it's full.
Yeah, we, right. we were trying to be the first ones on this bitch.
As they loading, the captain come on and say, yeah, this is a completely sold out flight, so make sure you're in your assigned seats to avoid confusion. So I'm like, oh, man, here we go. This that bull right here.
Yeah.
So now you got probably two of the biggest dudes on the plane.
Facts.
Sitting next to each other, on top of each other, right?
Facts.
So then Dream was like, bruh, just scoot over and see what they say.
Wait before you get done. So I'm looking at him, he looking at me, and I'm like, man, they better not send another big motherfucker on this aisle with her, bruh. So we watching people come in. Like,
the only other big people came in, we were scared of.
Yeah, so every big dude come in, we look like, that bitch better not look over here. He better not look. Ooh, he passed Craig. Another big dude come on, look, Craig, look at me. He passed Craig. Then a little mother come through like, fuck, they passed the Sucre. So I look at him, I'm like, hey man, look, we are the biggest, blackest motherfuckers on here, bruh. You got dreads. Slide your ass over. He look at me like, huh? Slide over, get the other chair. Whoever come, we're gonna make them sit. We're gonna bully a bitch into that middle chair, dog. I'm made up. We's gonna give us the chair. Ain't nobody flying nowhere. We fighting.
I was like, yeah, bro. I was like, yeah, bro, you right. Like, we just gonna see what happens. So I move over to the chair. Like, bro, we gonna see what happens. So at that point, we mugged everybody that walked on the plane.
You
so,
don't wanna sit with us.
Bro, everybody walked on the plane, they got a meme mug from us, right? So we don't know if, like, our middle seat. I mean, our seat was the one vacant seat on the plane, or we scared that person that's supposed to sit there to sit somewhere else. We don't know what happened, but we end up having the one vacant seat on the whole plane in between us.
Yeah. Wow. It happened.
That's funny.
Then we let the little armrest up, and we took all three chairs between the two of us.
Oh, yeah. We took all three chairs. Like, the armrest was up, bro. My feet were stretched out. So, first off, I pulled my shoes off immediately when I get on the plane. So, just know if y'all ride with me. My shoes coming off. I'm not gonna ride in the plane with my shoes just on for no reason, bro. My feet don't stink. I'm gonna be comfortable, right? But it's so tight that in order for me to stretch my legs out, I have to put my legs under the other seat.
Mm-hmm.
And he did the same thing.
I'm kicking the foot of the pole right in front of me.
Oh yeah, torturing the people around us just because we was uncomfortable and big and shit. But, bro, now, the reason why we bought Kind of Spirit is because they tell you, like, bro, our price was immaculate. And that's kind of how he sold me on the flight.
But that's how I was sold on it. They're going to fuck us like that.
He sold me on the flight with the cost of the actual ticket.
Right.
You feel me? And,
and time.
And live our time. But time don't, like, Brock would have took. So, I was looking at Delta, which is my preferred flight. Delta and American Airlines, I got counts for both of them. I was looking at both of them, and it took an hour long to get there because you got an hour layover somewhere, right?
2 hours.
No, it was 1 hour.
I wouldn't have been that bad. I probably did an hour, bro. It was rough, man. It was like 5:43, 5:45, and we did it in 3:30. So the selling point is $148 to fly back and forth to Vegas, and 3 hours and 30 minutes there and 3 hours and 37 minutes back. That sounds luxurious, regardless if it's small or not. That's fuck. Gotta take that.
Yeah, it's inexpensive.
Yeah, that was all bad. All fucking.
Oh yeah, because they charge you $240 for baggage for bags.
What?
Both ways. Up and back.
What?
Yeah, so our bags cost more than our tickets.
Yeah.
Way more.
Then they got like so on the way out they cut him a break. He was overweight on one of his bag. He was supposed to be under 40. He was 41 on the way. Brett just was like, man, it's cool. Roll. On the way back, bro was like, nah, bro, you owe us extra money. This heavy.
Damn. Then the bitch said, you want to take something out real quick? Bitch, no, this much.
You actually should have put it in my backpack.
We ain't think of that. Smart ass, dumb ass nigga. You should have told me that then.
So, look, first off, I paid for my backpack on the way and found out on the way back I didn't have to pay for my backpack.
Damn.
Because my backpack fit and my backpack fall in the purse category.
Now, if you're going with just a backpack and you're going just trying to save money, that's the way to go. But if you're going with a pair of drawers, your ass gonna go broke.
I'm flying my normal, bro. I mean, it's motivation for me to be comfortable, dog. I'd rather be comfortable, bro.
Absolutely. I agree with you on that.
I'd rather be comfortable, dog. I mean, I know it was 3 hour 30 minute flight, bro. It went terribly long, but man, just to have the knowing I can't, like, bro, I don't sleep a lot, first off. So I ain't like I'm a sleeping dude. Like, I'm, it's a good chance we're not gonna go to sleep on the flight. But I at least want the option.
Right.
On Spirit, I didn't have the option. Like, bro, I listened to, I had to, you know, you have, and Spirit don't have Wi-Fi on their flights too, by the way. So ain't no, like, if you ain't got it on your phone, you don't got it. Yeah. So I downloaded a 2-hour podcast and an hour and 54-minute movie. And that's how I made it there and back.
Straight. I don't know how I made it back.
Oh, you, yeah.
Because I did no sleeping in Vegas. Like, we ran at the airport. He said, yeah, I ain't. Shit, dog. Vegas just kicked in.
Yeah, bro. And we had got all the way to the airport. And, like, bro, first off, I tell him, I'm like, look, bro, we need to get here early. So we got there early, which was perfect. Bro, everybody from Vegas was leaving at the same time.
At the same time.
Everybody.
Ooh, there's so many motherfucking dogs.
So we was in line forever. And then once we finally made it through line, I'm at check-in and all that good stuff, bro. We go to TSA. And he excited because he finally made it through that part. And I was like, bro, we still got to make it through TSA. He's like, stop saying that. I don't never have a problem with TSA. Guess who got stopped by TSA for the second time?
Because you bad. You a bad omen, bro.
Nah, bro. I just knew you had a weird backpack. Like, your carry-on was so weird, bro. I just knew it was never going to be like, it was never going to be like, okay.
Bro, I changed it the second time. They still fuck with me.
Well, the first time we went through, we ended up going through clear. So, going through clear, you know, they don't make you take nothing out your bag. But he had a sock with jewelry in it. So, the clear picked up the sock full of this metallic substance that they couldn't tell. So, of course, TSA.
Right.
Then, on the way back, we go through regular TSA.
But I ain't having it in the sock this time. I just left all my jewelry out. I said, fuck it. I don't want to get stopped.
But they tell us to take our tablets and stuff out, right? So they tell you, hey, you got to take all your electronic devices out your bag. So I'm taking my stuff out. I take my tablet out, and I take my Switch out. And I look at Dream and was like, bro, you got to take your tablet and stuff out. And he took it out, and dude was like, he asked the dude. Dude was like, yeah, you got to take your iPad and stuff like that out. He was like, okay. So he took it out. And I looked at him and was like, bro, you also need to take out your... I was like, I ain't going to tell him that because he ain't going to believe me. And he going to be like, whatever. And he going to ignore me anyway. So there ain't no point in me telling him. We just gonna go through.
Right.
Get to the other side. I knew he was gonna stop because he left his PlayStation in his bag.
I left everything in there. It was all everything in the bitch electronics.
Yeah.
The whole bag is just electronics. So my drone, my PlayStation.
So when they pulled it to the side, I looked at him like, yep, got you again. He was like, did they? I was like, yeah. And then I was like, I wanted to tell you, but I knew if I told you, you gonna like not believe me. And you was gonna go through anyway, and you was gonna, it was a waste of time for me.
I started to run. Like, run.
But that would have been perfect, bro. Oh my god, yeah, I'm gonna came home by myself, dog. But it would have been hilarious. I would make sure I record it.
Grab my bag and run.
You wanna make it like
I've been like Jeepy Creeper on the side of the plane on the way back.
You gonna get arrested just like that other dude.
Some little white girl gonna look out the window and be like, mom, I'm hanging on the wing. They'll be like,
but anyway, man, we went over Vegas last week. Attorney, we hadn't seen you. Yeah. In a couple weeks, man. Let's hear about you, man. Let's how your life going?
Things are cool, bro. So backtracking, the 21st was Nate's birthday, so we got out of here for the night and just shot down to Florida. You know what I'm saying? Hit a jet ski for the first time.
Did you?
And so we took out looking for dolphins, bro.
Wait, who first time on jet ski?
It was nice. It was both our first time, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Amazing, ain't it?
Yeah, it was
impossible to be angry on the jet ski.
It was so much fun.
Like, bro, when you get on jet ski, bro, if you can be mad on a jet ski, you might be a serial killer.
We got out there for about an hour, and it was just cool.
Where y'all went to?
We was in the bar.
Okay.
Yeah, but we got out there and just, you know, hit the jet ski, kicked off a birthday or whatever, man, and hung out, so... I spent more money on food than I ever have in my entire life in a 24-hour period, but it was fantastic. It was phenomenal. Like, everything was good.
Vegas.
and everything ain't good.
Yeah.
It's $30 fast food. Yes.
Yeah, I can see that.
You been to Vegas before?
No.
Oh, it's $30 for fast food.
It's $30 for everything.
It's $5 for water. I was complaining about the drink machine selling water for $3.
Right.
And then I went to restaurants and bought water. And I was like, man, it's $5? Yeah. $4.98 doesn't trick me that it ain't $5. I know it's still $5.
Right.
Anyway, my bad.
Go ahead. You're good. This past Saturday, Power Lines had their Poetry and Pink event.
Yeah.
That went extremely well. Despite the chaos that started, there was a day party going on before we got there.
Oh, really?
And they were supposed to end at 5. Bro, we got there at like 6:15 to set up. A was still going strong. Yeah, so if anybody who knows me, I was like pissed off and in panic mode at the same time because we were supposed to open doors at 6:30. And it's 6:15 and the DJ is still playing music. I'm just like, hey, this shit got to stop. Like, I did what I had to do and then I left to go change because I know me and I didn't want to do nothing stupid. So, I went back. Show was great, though, man. Sunday, I went and checked out the Song for Song 6 competition.
I seen you did that.
You know, so it's my first time getting out. Definitely won't be the last. And
I've been hearing a lot about that. They've been doing that regularly, right?
Yeah. So
is it the same crew?
It's the same crew that do all of them. But they solid, man. So shout out to Dre. Shout out to Late Gate Slate. You know what I'm saying, for doing that. It's giving you know, some local talent opportunities, you know what I mean, to be seen and to be heard and to do some things. So that was a major and had a bunch of, you know, major players in the building for that. And other than that, bro, sinuses is kicking my ass. So if I sound a little nasally, I apologize, but that's why. And I got some new merch and stuff dropping, but I'm going to say that towards the end of the podcast.
Oh, don't feel bad, bro. Sinuses has been on my back.
Yeah.
So I feel that.
What about you, Dream?
I ain't been doing a whole lot of nothing, man. Just trying to stay in shape.
Still recovering from Vegas.
Are those custom rotors on your slingshot?
Yes. No, well, them ain't rotors.
What are they?
They look like they would be, but they're not. The rotors are inside. Those are custom wheel lights.
Okay.
That's hard, though, ain't it?
It is.
It's super hard.
I was scrolling. I was like, I know that shit. The shit say Big Drink? Who the fuck is going to see that? That's all I can think about. Who's
going to see that? Ironic, when it light up at night, you see it really good.
That's what's up.
You ain't driving today, dude.
No.
Yeah, that's what's up.
It light up really good.
Let me tell you about how Dream is, bro. Dream will come over here all the time. Like, during the middle of the day, he be like, bro, what you doing? Nah, I'm going to come by there. He'll come over here during the middle of the day and pick me up a slingshot anytime. When it's nighttime, when it's time to get acting,
yeah,
scat pack. I don't want to ride with you in no scat pack, bro. I didn't have sports cars my whole life.
You can't trust the weather down here, bro.
Man, no,
I can see the clouds in the daytime.
You got
for real? You can't trust the weather.
I was, oh man, something. It was It was a bunch of stuff going on Sunday in the city, like downtown. Downtown was jumping from like 11 o'clock in the morning. Dang. Until like 2 a.m. Sunday. I don't know what was going on. It was just everything was jumping. But when I ended up at Cazula, because that's where the show was, we was in the hit house and brought like 7-8 slingshots. It's coming down off the street.
Bro,
and I thought you were going to be with them. I ain't going to lie. I was like, damn, I wanted a Dream down here.
They didn't see the lights. They don't fool with Dream for some reason. But they've been acting lately. Because I see them on Moffitt all the time. Bro, it's like 6-7 of them just come down Moffitt. Music loud, swerving. Bro, they was swinging one day. I was like, bro, y'all ain't from Texas? What is y'all doing? Swinging. Still pop my truck. Then
peel. They had a benefit ride.
Why they don't like you, bro?
I'm in the group.
Why they don't like you?
I'm in the group.
They don't invite you to nothing, though.
You can't not invite me. I'm in the group.
No, I think they put the invite in the group and be like, Dream, you're not welcome, though.
He ain't getting it as a book. I don't know if he's getting it yet, is he? I'm the bad guy in this situation, bro. You get it yet?
Mm-mm.
Do you get it, Buck?
Don't nobody get it but you, Dream.
Everybody that's out the slingshot in the southern region, or in this area, is in one group that Marsha started. Girl from Bayonet, shouts out to Miss On The Go, DJ On The Go. She started the group. For everybody in this region. Everything that rides is in that group.
Okay.
No, I'm in the group.
Oh.
I'm just the bad guy.
Why are you the bad guy?
Man, I don't feel like going sometime, bro. that's a joke with her. They always fussing me. What Dream at? Shit, I be playing the game.
But see, nah, and bro, that fit your bit. That fit him perfectly.
It do.
Because like,
you know we don't.
Yeah, that fit him perfectly, bro. Because like, I was telling him how we ride four wheeler, how we trail ride and whatnot, and he was like, "Man, that'd be fun, bro. We be working together at the time." So I'm like, bro, I kept hearing him say that. Then after we stopped working, he was like, "Bro, yeah, man, we can ride one sometime." And I thought about that. I was like, "Bro, when the time comes, you gonna back out?" Because like, bro, like only reason why I haven't been riding lately is because I actually need to do a little work on my phone. My dirt bike is fine. I can ride my dirt bike now. But my four wheel, I want to do a little work to, and I just hadn't found time to do it. But I'm gonna find time to do it here pretty soon. And yeah, he ain't gonna show.
I will show. So y'all, if anybody go on our podcast and hear this, I'm not bad. I be preoccupied a lot.
Bro, Dream would call personal. Me. Dream would call me, and be like, "Hey, bro, you trying to hit 4-1 tonight?" I'll be like, "Yeah, man, I'm cool with that." He like, "Man, what time?" I'll be like, "What time?" He like, "Man, I don't really know." How you gonna call me and ask me what time? Do I want to go somewhere and then not have a time in mind?
Right.
So, bro, do you know we went to 41 Dacre, what, 2-3 weeks ago? 2 weeks ago? 2 weeks ago on Wednesday? But before then, he had called me like 6 Wednesdays consecutively. And was like, "Bro, you coming? I mean, you want to go?" And I was like, "Yeah." And then when it comes time, he'd be like, "Nah, I changed my mind."
Rock it, late. Rock it, old bro. And I know it now, bro. It'll be 6-7 o'clock, and I'll be like, "I'm gonna go down that bitch. Me and Craig gonna get us wings and drinks." Damn, I want to know this nigga, but I can't. That's my brother. Hey, where you at? I don't feel like it right now, bro. You know what I'm saying? And then a lot of robbing in the morning. I mean, it'd be tough. You gotta get me in the right time.
You know why? Well, he too busy TikToking all damn day.
That's the problem, bro. He spent all his energy on... Bro, dude, let me tell you something. So yesterday, I come over here and pick me up. Caused the worst allergy attack I had in like a year.
Nah, instantly.
Like, the worst allergy attack I had in like a year. And then I get myself straight, get back to the house, go grocery shopping. And he was just dying, bro. He's just like, "Bro, I got to get home, bro. I'm dying. I'm tired. I got to get home." It's like, cool. Bro, I come back, go do my thing, spend my day as normal. I look on Facebook, and he got a whole new TikTok. I'm like, "Bro, you ain't die that bad."
I got to keep the content coming, man.
This dude here.
Buck told my nigga put about 2 a day.
Man, I be slipping for sure.
Down. You know, I ain't trying to be funny, like, just because I ain't had the time. Like, I you can make the time. I ain't going to make the time. Not right now. Like, to be making TikTok content like that, but...
You got to be active.
People who do,
gotta be active.
I applaud them, because I got so much other shit that I'm trying to do. That ain't it right now. That ain't it right now.
Bro, I found out that I'm not social enough to make... Like, so, I have a vision, right? And when it comes to content, I have a vision. I always got a vision for stuff to do. So, I got, like, right now, my plate is overflowing with stuff I need to finish. Because I have, like, so many things in the hopper. Wrote scripts, wrote all this stuff ready to go. But my biggest issue is I ain't social. So, me not being social, bro, I be at home by myself for the most part.
Yeah.
And a lot of stuff require help. Bro, I was getting ready to shoot my first short, right? And then I was like, huh. I need camera. I mean, I need light, guys. I didn't have nobody to hold the lights. Right. I was like, oh, man, that's bad. Then I needed this. I need that. I started realizing, like, oh, man, I'm short a lot of people.
Yeah.
And, like,
a lot of people.
Like, I could have sourced. And I know I could have sourced it out, but I wasn't prepared. That was the moment that struck. It was like, bing. Bro, you need more people. It's like, oh. Thanks. I need more people. So, I mean, I've been torn with the fact of, like, introducing myself into, like, some creative surround mobile. Mm-hmm. That people that's just interested in creating stuff, right? Whether it's me, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a give and get kind of situation. I'm just looking to see if I can find a community of that, especially black specifically. Right. See if I can find some people that's interested in, and, you know, they may not have the camera. I got the camera. And I want to be behind the camera. I don't want to be in front of the camera for the most part. So I can give that, but maybe you can't give me you can hold a light for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. I can lend my camera to your production, but you can lend your hands to hold lights for me in my production. You know what I'm saying? And right. then, but network, right? Right? Pretty much networking. And that's why I've been looking into, like, you know, trying to find, breaking to, I know Sir got, like, one of the biggest, like, just watching him, he keep production going. Like, he always got something creative coming out.
Right.
He is so creative, and that's super impressive to me. You know what I'm saying? I don't really, you know what I'm saying? Like, I respect Sir, and I talk to him. We've spoken, but, like, we don't talk on that level.
Right.
Where we're, like, first name basis, like, talk all the time.
I got you.
But I definitely respect his craft. And, I mean, I really need to sit down with him and see his vision, he see mine. Right. See if we can agree on something. If not, we can still respect each other's craft from afar. Right. I don't know. But I just know he's probably the biggest resource I've noticed here in town. Then I met your video later.
Yeah.
I don't even know if she lived here. I just know she was here for your video.
She's, well, no. So she teaches in Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes, like, during the off season, like, when she's not, you know what I'm saying, teaching, she'll be down in this area for a couple of months.
Yeah.
She kind of divides her time.
I mean, you know, I had a very brief conversation with her when I met her.
Yeah.
She definitely seemed like a very creative mind because she don't seem very socially interactive, a lot like myself.
She has a cinematography degree from USC.
I know you was telling me
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so she is heavy into it. She done had a chance to work on some films and, you know, she shoot weddings. She's like my go-to for videos because when you start talking about that creative process, shout out to Sharonda, Lanyap Cinemas and Photography, because she yeah. get it what she
did. She's super dope. And like I said, I haven't, you know, my only conversation I ever had with her was in that. I ain't got no formal training for anything. Nothing. Straight up. Like, no formal, electrician. Got formal training for that. Outside of that, have no formal training. I learned everything on my own self-pacing. You know what I'm saying? So, getting into photography and videography is something that I just started. And, like, watching videos of other people do it.
Right.
They talk about stuff I don't even understand. Right. But I get the concept, right? To have a natural shot, right? So, like, moving lights around, stuff like that. And that's all the stuff she know.
Yeah.
I can only pick that up from her because I'm not going to go to cinematography school. But I'm sorry. And this is probably the wrong thing to say. But I'm so anti-school. I'm just, it's just the real, I meant the fact about it. I'm at, like, outside of, now, when I say I'm anti-school, college is necessary for a lot of people.
Yeah.
It's necessary for a lot of people. And I think K through 12 is necessary for everybody. Like, I don't think it's a soul out there that can skip K through 12 unless you, the genius that graduated at 11, you know, you the anomaly. But for the most part, I think everybody need formal public education.
Right.
In college, on the other hand, I don't think it's for everybody. And if, of course, the people that need college, I recommend it. For the people that can't do college, I recommend trade school.
Yeah.
And the people who are creatively or mentally above trade school but doesn't have the capacity to, you know, ticky-tacky like college, mm-hmm. this is the area I kind of feel like I fall into.
Right.
It's you learn how to earn on your own. It's my
100. Dre's so quiet.
He is, bruh.
Just listen to y'all tiki talking.
He up to something over there.
I'm just listening.
I mean, did you understand the concept what I was saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I don't like me personally, I can go to college, bruh. And bruh, the crazy thing is, bruh, I never thought I couldn't graduate college. I know I can graduate college.
Right.
It's just like halfway through, I always find myself in that position. I mean, that spot where, like, I don't know if I really need this.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you show me what to do, bro, and every job is on the job training except lawyers and doctors, right?
Yeah.
And I may be skipping a few. I know it's more out there. Y'all don't have to be super technical, but lawyers and doctors, you got to learn how that. You got to, you know what I'm saying? You got to go through college for that. But, like, a lot of stuff, bro. Like, bro, you go get a finance degree. Bro, I'm willing to challenge most kids that's in finance college for a finance degree. I'm here. I'm here for it.
Yeah.
I challenge most of you. when it comes to finances and money, I don't need college for that. I learned that on the job.
Right.
And all the jobs teach you on the job training.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's my opinion. Anyway. Bro, what we starting at today, attorney? I'm going to let you lead us somewhere.
I want to just jump straight into this. Is Lil Boosie ever going to get tired of messing with Lil Nas X?
No. So, bruh, like,
a mess with, ironically, you say that, but I say, are they going to get tired of messing with each other?
And that's what's really going on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it started with Boosie, though. Boosie was always commenting on what Lil Nas X was doing. Lil Nas X wasn't really paying him no mind until...
Lil Nas X is a master troller, too.
Yeah, he is, bro. But he never mentioned Boosie until recently. So he wasn't running the same... He was doing the same thing he'd been doing. It just bothers Boosie.
He posted... He recently said that he tired of dudes. He's going to go back to women.
Yeah. And then he was like, never mind. He responded.
I ain't see that boy. That's actually pretty fucking hilarious.
No, he said, never mind. He responded. That's
actually pretty hilarious, bro. Right. You just trying to get the dude attention. That's actually really funny, bro.
Bro, like the fact that I don't.
Y'all see this maturity and recovery.
He just forgot the bottle. That's all. Don't let him fool
me. Oh no, I ain't forget it.
I don't know, bro. Like, I just, at what point do you become tired of championing a cause that no one cares about? I ain't gonna say no one cares about, but a lot of people don't care.
Oh, talking about like Lil Nas X and his champion. I mean,
no, I'm saying like, it's like Boosie is purposefully channeling energy that he could just like not give it.
You know, oh, so Boosie on Boosie's side.
Yeah,
he could just not give that energy.
Like,
true.
You got so much other stuff that you could be doing and you got going on, you know what I'm saying? But you know this dude is a master troll, just like Dream said. All you're gonna do is continue to provoke.
He's most definitely way more articulate than Lil Boosie.
It's 100% for sure beneficial on both sides, though. You know,
yeah, because
the negative press that Boosie getting right now.
I was just gonna say people talk, and as long as people talking,
they keep both of them running.
Boosie just got kicked off a tour. The Screech is, what was it called? The Screech is watching tour.
I know what
you're Streets talking. Legends tour.
The Legends of the Streets tour.
Legends of the Streets tour. Yeah, he just got kicked off that tour. But and bro, what's so funny is that like you hear people talk about the logistics of a tour, bro. So they selling tours. Gucci, Boosie,
it's Ross,
and Ross, T.I., 2 Chainz. It's like, bro, the tour fire.
Yeah,
for real. Gotti, all of them on this tour. But they trying to sell this tour to different venues to use the stadiums and whatnot. And they be like, sounds great other than this Boosie guy. Like,
right.
He sounds like a liability. Right. Yeah. And then, sure enough, 2 shows in, he comes an hour late. They tell him he missed his slot. He runs on stage, performs anyway, causes a riot, big fight breakout. They have to escort them out of stage. He can't go back into the Atlanta Hawks stadium. He's banned from there.
Phillips Arena?
Yeah. I thought it was State Farm.
State Farm Arena.
State Farm Arena, yeah. So he's banned from there, and he's like, yo, I want my season tickets money back. My courtside season ticket money. I'm still a Hall of Fame, but I want it back if y'all gonna ban me.
Mm-hmm.
And so he got that night. They ran him out, and then the next show they said he was suspended. The next show they announced that he was officially kicked off the tour because of the liability causes, right? And you gotta feel it though, because Set It Off has caused many, many, many murders and fights around clubs on the Gulf Coast. So
right.
I get it. I mean, many, many of fights and murders on the Gulf Coast has been caused by Set It Off. like the only song that he got that really, well, he got 2. What's the song? 2 Red Bone Kissing in the Backseat. 2. Two, what?
Come on, you said Lil Boosie only got 1? No, finish your sentence.
No. So he got 2 songs that's not fight related that keep the peace. That's the two Red Bones Kissing in the Backseat song. And
man, I love my niggas.
That one. That brings unity. Like, bro, you see niggas that don't like niggas in the club hugging, bro. If you love your nigga, hug your nigga.
Yeah.
Okay.
But outside of that, like,
okay.
Like, outside of that, like, everything else, it might get violent in here. Yeah. It might get
most
violent.
Most of the ones I'm thinking of, he featured on. It was under his label, but he featured on them. Like, because there's a lot of club music.
Oh, Webby had a lot of club music.
And Fox.
Yeah.
And Fox had a lot of club
music. That's why I was trying to think, and I couldn't really think of nothing.
But I'm talking about Boosie songs that he got. This in Love, they ain't played that in the club. But his songs, he had but like two songs that was appropriate for chilling in the club. Like the rest of them was beat the person up next to you.
Swerve wasn't really like that, but Swerve
was on my mind then too. Swerve,
yeah, you're right.
But I think he got a couple more. I just can't think of them right now, bro.
I touched down at 11:45 with a 50-pound lick and a couple hard 9. Now I'm back on my grind. On my side, I got that iron. I'm a blind if you disrespect my iron. Blah blah.
Who started more
murder?
Who started more fights in the club? Boosie or Lil Jon?
Lil Jon
easy, bro. Lil Jon easy, bro. Lil Jon was telling people to game bang, bro.
I immediately, as soon as we started talking about the Boosie song, I immediately started thinking about Headbust.
Yeah. You're like, Lil Jon definitely got that by Lil Jon. And then, like, Bone Crusher started a lot of fights, too, and he ain't have but, like, one track.
Yeah.
One of them.
But it started some riots, bro.
A lot of stuff.
Started some fights.
So when I was DJing, because that music was really hot during my hot era.
That's still his set. If you go to a dream set now, so it's the same music from
the 90s. You had to be very strategic with that music. And, like, my sets don't start. Like, I'm in the club early or whenever I can make it out the show because I had to, like, work a lot of time. So I make it at 10:30. My set won't start till like 11:30, 11:45. And that's when I start the hype with. So by 12:30, all that shit out of the way. You know what I'm saying? Four people that got too drunk or whatnot. And then I can play more mellow, you know, club music. But you can use that as a good appetizer. Get them all hot and heated. And then bring them back down for a second. Then play club music. But if you fuck around and play music first, and then wait to 2:30 to throw some of that shit on. You can go home early at night. Go and get a Waffle House.
Go ahead, go to Waffle House.
Yeah, that shit's over.
Everybody drunk. Everybody finna fight.
Yeah.
Jeez was in that same shit. Gucci was in that same shit.
Shit. Gotta be careful what you play, man. Man, I imagine. So I didn't, you know, being from the South and growing up. And so I know we was talking about Boosie and Lil Nas X, man. We don't really care. So I can imagine being from the South, bro. How our parties was like, you like going to a party in the South, bro, you can catch the vibe of what's going on.
Yeah.
Like, bro, I remember being a college kid going to the clubs, Club 7. They had a strict dress code. They ain't like black. Like, you couldn't be black. That was pretty much their dress code. If you black, you can't get in. But sometimes you get lucky and like hit all the laws and they can't force you out. Right. So you get in. And like, you get in 7, you be like, oh man, it's going up in here, booties moving, right? And then, like, Set It Off, come on. And you be like. And it was like that everywhere. So, 7 was the tame. 7, Atlantis, you knew you could be, you can kind of, like, you was good. They was going to make sure they put some Beyonce on some techno music to take it out of there, right? No more animosity in the place.
Right.
But if you go to somewhere like the Center, so I know you don't know what the Center is. The Center is in Baymanette, Alabama, right?
Okay.
Man, you go in the Center. It depends on who was DJing that night. What's your chances of being shot? Like, if you had a DJ that can really understand the crowd, like, he would, like, keep it. Like, he would play, like, a Set It Off song. His play, I Ain't Gonna Let Up, DJ Yola.
Oh, yeah.
Just don't give a fuck. Cause I'm all out with it.
The game ain't dirty, man.
It's just a nigga saying it. What?
That's my shit.
Bruh. So he'll play some DJ Yola, but he'll go straight from that to like some blues, right?
Uh-huh.
So he'll keep like the crowd some. But you mess around and go to like a new DJ just trying to figure it out. They'll play Set It Off, DJ Yola, and then come right back with like Webby. Tell me what you know about me.
Can't do that.
WEBBIE. AKA Trill ENT Young SAVAGE, nigga. Bruh, dog. At that point, 14 people that got stabbed. all the women, they already know what time it is. They already trying to get out of there because they know it's finna go crazy. Like, you had to be careful. Only, I feel like I want to know in the South how we have to watch, like, the music control. Right. Do they have to do that up north, too? Like, if you go to, like, a basement party up north.
Right.
Where they have, like, that kind of stuff going on. Do you have to manage the music that way? I don't think that music is nowhere near as violent as ours.
I don't either. I mean, you think about, like, a lot of music in D.C. and, like, that whole DMV area. It's like go-go music. Like, and, house music.
Right. I don't think, I honestly don't think they had that problem at all. Now, in Chicago, they had drill.
Yeah.
That it probably got.
Well, they didn't have drill. They got drill.
Yeah, they got drill.
I mean, that's a new thing, but still, though. I think about it. So it's funny that you bring up the whole, like, Atlantis and Club 7. Banana Joe's used to be my spot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, before it was Soul Kitchen, for anybody old enough to remember what Banana Joe's was, Banana Joe's was the college spot. That and Bojangles off Azalea. For Penny Pitch,
I've been
tonight,
to Bojangles. Yeah. Woo. I've been to Bojangles.
And I mean,
one of my best nights was in Bojangles.
It was all like techno mixed with hip hop. It was like current hip hop music. Mm-hmm. But they was always, you always had them DJs that was doing like that crossover music. And I mean, it wasn't nothing going on now, but drunken, dancing, sweating, partying. Like,
which made Atlantis epic, right?
Right.
For a while. Atlantis did get out of control.
It did.
But it wasn't even because of the music. The music at Atlantis was still Beyonce over like some techno shit.
Yeah.
Apple Bottom Jeans over some techno shit. Like Apple Bottom Jeans boots with the fur. Like it was that bad. They sped the shit out of it. It was All I Do Is Win.
Right.
Like, it was that music over techno beats, but it had got to the point where it was so popping and so many people in one spot, and they were serving us these $15, was it? It was $10. Oh,
it was the $15 bit cups.
The $15 bit cups.
Might have been 10. No, it was 10 at the time.
$10
bit cups.
Like, they turned to 15 once we went down to Roxy, before Bank was Rock.
Right.
Bank has been 47 names for the Mobilians, they know.
Yeah.
But yeah, the $10 big cup, that's what killed it.
Yeah.
Because it was packed to the door, and then you get $10 for a cup that was guaranteed.
It was like a 32-ounce cup.
To slaughter you.
Bro, so, I'm only bringing this up for the people who know me and have known me, bro. Okay, so I used to throw parties before throwing parties was like a thing to do. It was just something I had a passion for. Used to do it a lot when I was at South. You know what I'm saying? Like, just throwing parties. I had some club connections and some shit, so I used to always get in. But they let me throw a Halloween party. I got a photo album on Facebook called Lost My Mind and My Cell Phone in the same night. Because I legitimately have, it's like a bunch of pictures of like the beginning of the party. And then you don't see shit else. This is when Blackberries was a thing. I had a Blackberry. I lost my Blackberry that night. Legit. Apparently, I have been drinking them big cups. Mm-hmm. I have been drinking Long Islands all night. Mm. And one of my partners showed up, not knowing what I was drinking. And by that point, you know, you'd have had three big cups. Bruh, anything they canned you, you just taking and drinking. Oh, yeah. You were already out your mind.
Yeah, you was already out
you
your
already
mind.
You were already out your mind. Bruh, this dude got me a Hen and Coke. I have been drinking white liquor all night. Hen and Coke. I heard so many stories about myself after this party.
Bruh.
That legit afterwards, like, I was just like, why is this a thing? Like, and people still get me like, hey man, you remember you almost got in a fight with the DJ because y'all was like, his girl started making out with me or some shit. Like, at the bar, bruh. I don't remember none of this shit. People had to tell me about this.
Oh yeah, you was lit.
I was. Ooh, you know what I mean? I get
those so
good times.
I
not the fighting shit, but yeah.
I didn't have a party. I was lost my mind and my cell phone saying that. I actually did the same thing. So DJ Big Dream used to do this thing called his birthday weekend, and it used to be a series of parties. I didn't go to all of them because I knew I ain't that. I just never been that part much of a party. But this year he had a lingerie party. It was called a Four Loko party. Bruh, he was giving out free loco, all the locos you could drink. I knew better. I had knew what Four Locos was, but I was in. Bruh, I go to this party. I literally lose my cell phone. I had like six Four Locos, so I didn't have a mind. And yeah, I understand. I feel your plight. Bruh. I feel your plight.
They be some rough ass nights.
I don't want to tell you.
They be so much fun, night. But them be some rough ass nights, bro.
Supposedly I went to jail.
I went home.
And you don't remember?
Well, I went to jail. Ah. That was just a story I stuck with.
Lord. All right, man. So let me ask y'all a question. You talk about since we talk about these good ass times, some to never be spoken of again.
Right.
And we was talking about, you know, the whole Boosie Lil Nas X, which we don't really care about. But Lil Nas X got a song out right now.
Called Industry Baby.
With Industry Baby with Jack Harlow.
Right.
Jack Harlow recently talked about how he makes the women that he hangs out with sign NDAs. Go ahead.
Bruh. The smartest thing I've ever heard a music industry person ever say.
I agree.
And then, like, he said it, and I was like, oh, they ain't gonna like that. In my mind, immediately, I was like, the women ain't gonna like to hear that he making them do that. And then he came right back and cleaned it up. It was like, yeah, I think my personal life should be personal. So, like, my NDA includes, like, pictures and stuff. You shouldn't be posting Instagram pictures. I want to have a real connection with me and you.
Right.
And I was like, oh, bro, killed it.
Yeah.
Like, bro, cold, bro.
It's other folks that do that. He just made it public that he do it. You know what I'm saying? It's other folks do it.
I'm sure it is.
You gotta be though, bro.
But you know, but so straight up, bro. When I first heard about this, the first thing that came to my mind was like, that's smart. The second thing that came to my mind was how you hear all of these stories about like Bella Thorne and people like in them circles who be throwing these wild ass sex parties, and they make them sign NDAs, so no one really knows, but like people gossip. You know what I'm saying? Like. People have come out to say this, this, and that. I think him just admitting to the fact that he has an NDA and in the context that he put it in,
it was brilliant. Yeah, and like, bro, I had, like, when I seen it, I was like, oh, yeah, bro, this is this dude, he got it. Yeah. Like, he might be White Iverson for real. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, this dude, he got it, bro. Like, I mean, honestly, bro, when you a celebrity and that kind of fame, you know what I'm saying? Like, now, mind you, Jack Harlow, amongst that culture, I mean, we respect him because he can rap and he make good songs. But I don't know. Did you listen to Jack Harlow album?
The newest one.
Okay.
But when I didn't know he had as much music out as he does.
That's my point. Yeah, I ain't never
because I wasn't checking for him.
I never thought to look for a Jack Harlow
album. I never knew who Jack Harlow was before it was popping.
Well, I didn't either.
And he had music, and then like another thing he did, he made sure he put his face on every album cover to make sure people knew he was white.
Yep.
He did not want to be confused to be like a black guy because he was rapping, and he was like, man, I want people to know I'm white because I don't want it to come out later that I get popping, and then they be like. This white dude trying to be black.
Yeah.
Well, I want people know I'm white. So I respected that, but I like you said, I never checked for me. Brian, I didn't know he got an album out. I just asked the question.
Yeah.
I don't know if he got an album out.
Yeah.
He do?
Yeah.
Wow. So that's what I'm saying. Like, bro, but that ain't like, it sound crazy. I'm a music head.
Right.
It's a lot of people just like me that's music heads and they know he had music out. Like a whole album, a whole body of work.
Yeah.
Because we don't care. About Jack Harlow.
Not like that.
But he is mega successful, mega rich, because he has a audience that does care. Just don't happen to be black people. This is factual. Is it not?
I like Lil Harlow. I like his backstory.
You like him. Have you heard his album?
I didn't know he had an album.
See, there you go.
I gotta admit though, like I gave it a spin like when it first dropped. And I was just like, this ain't half bad.
Oh, I can imagine.
I don't. It wasn't something I had in rotation, but I gave it a couple of spins.
I can imagine he got bangers, B side bangers. Oh, because he can put together good music.
Oh yeah, he can definitely do that.
He can put together good music. I know he got B side bangers, bro. I'm no hesitation. I'm just saying, like, I know from culturally perspective that like he's great. He's a great rapper. He's good at it. But, like, he ain't check for me good. And he also ain't, like, you know what I'm saying, super relatable either, just being honest.
That's the part.
Yeah.
He ain't super relatable either. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was a different life experience. So, I'm not taking nothing from it. I just, I've seen this and was like, mad respect.
Right.
Mad respect. I mean, bro, because if I was famous and whatnot, I would have an NDA.
Agreed.
I would have an NDA.
You know, one of the biggest things, and I
would have had one.
That's all you got.
You just, I wish I would have had one.
Yeah.
I don't need it now, but at the time, I wish I'd have had one.
He said over there.
You too, motherfucker. At one time, you too.
I need an NDA?
Yeah. We'd have had some shit leaked.
Oh, man. I don't know what you're talking about.
What's popping?
Don't know what you're talking about.
You going to jail.
Sports
going to jail, bitch. You been on the paper, you saw, you going to jail.
You stupid.
I mean, that would have been helpful, though. Yeah. You know, when you say it like that, oh, you going to jail. You going to do what? You going to tell who? Do it. I promise you, I'm going to make sure they pick you up.
You stupid. A few times, I wish I'd have the paper sign. I mean, just shit.
Hmm.
Now he really think about that. Look. Now I don't worry about nobody taking my money. But just a whole lot of headaches. You know what I mean? Like, God damn it. I was got to have the bitch sign the paper.
NDAs will protect you from a lot of stupid shit, too.
It will.
Hell yeah.
I mean, a lot of stupid shit. Because you got so many people that assume they know you.
Mm-hmm.
But
they spend a night with you or two nights with you or with maybe 2 weeks with you.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
And you don't know me in 2 weeks.
I mean, but not even that, bro. Like, just outside of that, like, people... You can appear to be one thing, and it might not be the case at all. But people gonna talk. But who's the only people that are ever gonna know the truth are the people that are within that circle. And as long as you stay within that circle, then it's like you're guaranteed my trust. You know what I'm saying? So like I don't understand why anybody would have an issue signing an NDA. You know what I mean? But. What it is, like, you know what time it, you know what type of time you on.
Well, NDA also allows predatory practice too, so I do get why some people be hesitant on signing. Like, just imagine if R. Kelly made all the people he dealt with sign NDA.
I get that part too. You know what I'm saying? I get that part.
Predatory practice is heavy,
and it was one of those things where he was like, you know, he was like, some people sign it without hesitation. Some people are like, okay, I need to take this to my lawyer. Okay, cool, great. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but from this point, we pause. Do. Like, ain't no dating, ain't no nothing until you go talk to your lawyer. That's right. I respect it the way he said that.
I do. So, I know it ain't a whole lot of sports talk to talk about, but.
I beat Dream Ass in fantasy this week. What?
Did you see the Chief game? Jay killed that move, didn't it, bitch?
I knew he was coming with it.
He shouldn't have started. He shouldn't have started, bruh. I watched that game and horrid.
Kansas City really did get mollywopped, though, bruh. Molly.
They looked bad.
I really didn't like Patrick Mahomes getting his neck jacked up the way that he did. Because he was out of it, bruh.
Yeah, he looked bad.
Okay. We ain't going to talk about this no more.
I mean, the Saints didn't look no better.
Oh, fuck, man. Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ. That was gruesome.
That game was so ugly. That game was ugly.
Man, I'm not finna sit here act like y'all my friends after y'all say something like that to me.
Bro, we talking about our team now.
Bro, I beat Dreaming Fantasy Football this week. That's all that should have been said.
7 points. You damn sure got to win. If I could have got anything, if your head was dead.
I beat Dreaming Fantasy Football. Then he bring up how bad my Chiefs look. The Chiefs ain't nothing right now. Pastor, if you don't get your shit together, we going to be looking for a quarterback next year in the draft. Better get your shit together.
Hey, what you going to do about that 500?
Oh,
hello? What you going to do about that 500?
He said
hello. Bitch, that's you for 10 years. What the fuck are you talking about? That's $500 million boy. What the fuck are you talking about? Shit. He owned Kansas City. What the fuck are you talking about? I think he'll get it together, but right now...
Wait. He don't own Kansas City. The Lamar Hunt Trophy is named after Lamar Hunt. Let's get down to the studio.
I don't know who the fuck Lamar Hunt is.
The daddy of Kansas City.
Lamar Hunt Jr. is the one who's running the organization right now.
I think he got more money than him now. $500 million, not a lot of money, dog. I changed shit. I don't give a fuck who you is or what you was before. You got to have $1 billion. Once you get it, you're a different type of person. You feel me? But now, the thing is, like, his, the thing, as I watch him play, though, I don't know where the disconnect is, because he still play as hard and try as hard as he always do. It's right. Just, but something is wrong.
Something is,
like, horribly wrong.
Something.
It could be just a bad run of luck, too, because, like, that play he ran down the sideline and the dude jumped over his back and punched the ball out. Yeah. He sat down and hit the ground, like, what the fuck else could go wrong today? Then he got hurt. Like, well, you asked. You know what I mean? It was bad. It was almost bad to watch Jameis Winston do nothing.
Absolutely not. Bruh, I'm going to tell you, though.
Bruh, that bitch. Oh, I want to go to game Sunday just to fight him.
When he hauled off and threw that pass to Steele in double coverage, I was like, what? And don't get me wrong. Like, if Steele's had just a little bit more room, he might have caught it. But it wasn't smart, Jameis.
Our quarterback is so mad that our receiver retired in the middle of the goddamn game.
Wait, what?
Hey, they said y'all going to play in Seattle. Chris Hogan said, you know what? And it's for the rain. He ain't going to never get the ball to me. Hey, Sean, I retired, bro. I'm out.
He did it right before the game. Right before the game.
He just fucking retired. Our receiver just retired right before the game. Hey, check this out. Midway through the third quarter, Callaway caught one ball, tight end caught one ball, and our running back caught every other one. Not a joke.
No, he's not playing.
He had 10 catches going into the third quarter. That was the only person he threw the ball to, bro. Kamara. Bro. I'm like, what the fuck, Jamie? He had zero completions over 20 yards. And then he had some wide open. That going across the middle, just beautiful passes that he just fucked up, bro. Man. He looked it horrible.
Oh.
Jesus, our defense just held us in that game. And then at the end, DeMario Davis went crazy.
Yeah, he did.
He like the best defensive player in football to end.
He ain't no better than Will Anderson.
To my Alabama?
Yeah.
Twice as better.
Man, ain't no way, bro. Will Anderson look like a monster, bro.
Bro, you should have seen the game,
DeMario Davis was.
Yeah. He did everything.
Let me be real with you. Like, I wasn't used to that level of aggression from DeMario Davis.
I ain't never seen him play that crazy.
I ain't never seen him play like that. When I tell you, it's like, there was just so much, like, you could tell the tensions was just high.
Yeah, he went crazy.
And when I tell you, I mean, they was knocking niggas out. It was
I haven't seen a defensive play like that since Ray Lewis in that Super Bowl that he won for his team by himself. The boy for Denver.
I don't know about that. Von Miller?
Von Miller. Yeah. That game.
Von Miller went out that weekend, too, man. He hurt himself again.
Yeah, I've seen it. Mm-hmm. But that game when he beat up Cam Newton. Von Miller did everything that game. Yeah. Won MVP. That's how DeMario Davis played, bro. Bro, he sacked the quarterback. Pretty much intercepted the ball. Shoot the gap, hit the running back before he get the ball. Then slap shit out of coach, and that was all in the same play.
Yeah, he was.
It was insane what he closed out the game with, bro. But I mean, just because Cam didn't do shit. Cam was slowing down. We see it now.
Yeah.
He had one big play and then one help play with DeMario Davis.
Yeah.
But DeMario Davis acted a fool the end of that game.
All right, bro. Let's not get too deep into the sports analysis, bro.
All right. So
I can hear.
So I'm going to be real with you. I wasn't even going to bring that up because I knew how you was going to feel about the Chiefs getting mollywhopped. But I'm a baseball fan, bro.
Braves lost, right?
Huh?
Braves lost, didn't it?
No.
They went to the World Series.
The World Series started tonight.
Yeah. Who they beat?
The Dodgers. They beat L.A.
Oh, that's right. They beat L.A.
So, like, I've been a Braves fan my entire life.
And who, Houston?
Yes. Here's the crazy.
Ain't Houston been there like three times the last 5 years? Some shit I seen.
Last time it was in 17. So, like, baseball is that sport for me where I just like the sport. I got like a couple of players I like,
mm-hmm.
but then like I got a team in the AL and I got a team in the NL.
Mm-hmm.
Braves and the fucking Astros. I am
torn.
I want Atlanta to get it because it's been a while for Atlanta.
Has it?
1-17.
They won it in our lifetime.
No, they have, but I mean, it was like in the 90s, bro.
Oh, I remember
when. You know what I'm saying?
It was way too big. First off, if I have baseball teams, it's two. Like you.
Yeah.
Have the Astros.
Yeah.
And is it the Washington Nationals?
The Nationals, yeah.
Yeah, the Washington Nationals. That's my two teams.
But like, I was pulling for Houston. And then especially like, since we went to the game, like just getting to see them play, like Minute Maid Park was fantastic. But I was like, I wanted the Astros to go and I wanted the Braves to go. And so when I found out they was playing each other, I was just, then they was like, now what you gonna do? I don't give a fuck who win. I really want the Braves to win just because it's been a minute.
So you like King
Richard? It is a good time to be a baseball fan. Because, Houston is a good team, but, bro, like, Atlanta has been.
I watched the World Series. So, the first World Series game was tonight?
Yeah, it's still on right now. They in the top of the seventh. Okay. Atlanta's up 5-1.
Yeah, I watched the World Series games because they be exciting.
Yeah, Atlanta's up 5-1 right now, game one.
Really?
In Houston.
5-1?
Yeah.
Or it might look like
top of the seventh. Yeah, like, right now, unless Houston come through and pull,
who on the mound though? That makes all the difference.
You know what? I ain't even keeping up with it. Yeah. I just checked.
Who the score. On the mound? That makes all the difference, bro. Because that sound like 5-1 sounds egregious. It sounds like Houston got a shrub on the mound right now.
But you know what? Like, but not even when we went to go see the Astros play the A's, and bro, Houston was down by 6 in like the top of the 8th. And they came back at the bottom of the A within a run. So, like, baseball can change.
So quick. Yeah, in one ending. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it can change.
It's funny, though, because, like, baseball is one of those sports that you can't really tell how good a team is until, like, the end of the season.
Right.
Because you be like, oh, you know, right now, say the game end right now, they lose 7-1. Right. And you would think that. Oh man, they ain't got a chance. Like in basketball, if you lose 7-1,
right,
that mean you 120 to like 60.
Yeah.
If you lose like that, we know it's gonna be a sweep.
Right.
But in baseball, it don't work like that because the next night it's a new dude on the mound.
I was just finna say
it's a new pitcher on the mound, and that changes the whole game.
Yeah.
Like
no doubt.
Where it's people that's won the World Series that won the World Series because they had poor, like, their mound schedule was bad.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they best pitcher pitched on, like, the second night or the third night.
And you needed him to close.
And like, you needed him to close.
The series, yeah.
But he had the rest.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I do respect baseball on that. Man, real quick, Formula One. Lewis lost this weekend in America, GP. I was hurt, bro. I was so hurt. Bro, he raced the clinic, too. I don't know if you watched the race, but I'm going to start sending you a message when the race come on.
You're going to have to because I very rarely get to watch anything in real time.
I'm going to start sending you a message when the race come on, bro. He raced a clinic this weekend, but he got beat by Scratchy. Like, they out-strategized him this weekend, and he lost. So, now he's down 12 points in the world championship. So, but it's 5 races left in the season, so we'll see how it go.
Right.
His car, Max drives the faster car. He's the better driver.
Okay.
Bro, this dude made up like 11 seconds Sunday.
Damn. And that's and major. Lost.
No, and Formula One, 11 seconds is unheard of. He made up 11 seconds Sunday. It just, you know, like the tire strategy killed him. That they undercut him early and he could never recover from that. It is what it is, man. But Brett, did y'all see Dave respond?
Yeah, I did. I did.
What you think? Elaborate for us. Let the world know what's going on.
So essentially, you know, Dave Chappelle said that he would be willing to sit down with them, but he's gonna do it on his own terms. You know, he's like not gonna be bullied into this conversation. And if I'm not mistaken, wasn't one of like his things was like he wanted them to watch his entire special.
Yeah, so he said he had conditions.
Yeah.
his three conditions was they had to watch his special. Because, bro, I ran into conversations, like, in some of the groups. So, I'm in a bunch of geek groups. Black Gamers. And Blurbs. I'm in a whole bunch of black geek groups, right? And they bring it, like, most of those groups is about anime and games. But they bring it up on Facebook. Like, stuff like that. And I ran into a conversation about that. I also ran into, I think it was Raina. Raina had a rough conversation where somebody had really attacked her about the whole Dave thing. And they was like going at her. And like midway through, we found out that she, well, I didn't, I wasn't right. But they found out that she ain't never seen it. Mm-hmm. So then she went and watched it. And she came back and said she was still feeling the same way. Mm-hmm. But, you know, a lot of times that's saving face.
Right.
Like, I went and watched it. I know you went and watched it, but did you... Are you willing to say that I was wrong? A lot of people ain't willing to say that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he said that he would not be summoned. Mm-hmm. I would not be summoned. And I respect that. I respect that. I won't be summoned. And like, you can look it up. It's called the, is it the stunt of the, he got, he got a, it's a 5-minute video on YouTube right now.
Oh, wow.
With his response. And it's pretty dope what he's saying. And like, it ain't about him being, you know what I'm saying? Like, he ain't being negative at all. He's willing to talk. He knows, just like everybody else that really watched the special, know that they missed the point.
Right. And that, I think that was super important because of the fact that, like you said, I think a lot of these people just, they catching clips. Mm-hmm. And people do that with everything, not just this comedy special. Think about how many times you shared an article on social media without reading it. You see a headline.
Mm-hmm.
You hop on the headline, make a comment, and then the headline and them a clickbait to begin with. So now you look stupid because you ain't even read the article.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I think that's, it's the same thing that happened with Dave. So
yeah, like, bro, I'm bro, Raina just responded. She heard what I was talking about. Like, bro, legit, I look at her. She had posted, like, she had reposted, like, an article clip.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, somebody, apparently somebody she worked with. She's like, I just didn't believe this, that you would post this, and his homophobic, transphobic nature, so forth, so on. And like, she responded kind of, I could definitely tell she was keeping it professional.
Mm.
And like, but her friends list, savagery. Bruh, they beat on this girl for probably 6-7 hours, bruh. To the point where she was like, I went and watched it. And then she still stuck to her same guns because she just couldn't admit she was wrong.
Right.
But, bruh, when she came back and said she watched it, she had no fight left in her.
Mm-hmm.
Before, I'm talking about swinging, Tyson, yeah. Mayweather. Like, straight up fight. She had all the fight in her before she seen it. But after she seen it,
right.
She like, she seen it, and she still feel the same way. But then she had no fight. No, just be honest. You seen it.
Right.
You felt stupid, and you didn't want to talk
anymore. Yeah, I know where to go from
now. Yeah. She said they went for 3 days.
She got the beehive.
Bro, it was wild. It was wild. But, I you know, I like to see that come up, too. What we at on time? Hour in.
It was something I was going to say.
I'm saying, y'all got something?
It was a TV. Something we watched on TV recently. I want to ask y'all about. Have y'all seen the movie? It's a series out. It may be old. I don't know. Called My Name.
I haven't seen it.
Y'all should check it out. It's actually pretty good. It's on Netflix.
Okay.
It's a Korean. It popped up from watching Squid Game. You know all the stuff pop up? Mm-hmm. And it's based on this young girl who was going through with her dad.
Oh, I seen that. I just hadn't watched.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, she's going through with her dad.
Did you watch Alice in Borderland?
I ain't never get finished with it.
Okay.
I got, it keep losing me, bro. And then that popped up. And I watched all of it. So I can tell you that I think it's better than that one. You feel what I'm saying? But the girl's going through with her dad. She's getting to that age. She's like a teenager. I said between 12 and 14. And he's never there because he works so much. Or he doing something. As far as you know, he's a gangbanger. You know, this Korean too now. They're all Korean. He's in like the triad type deal. That's all she know. And
well, triad ain't Korean.
Well, not triad. Whatever. It's like a mafia. But they Korean. And they may not even be Korean.
Just gonna let you know that I'm an anime guy.
Hey, they may not even be Korean, but never they gonna, and I don't want to sound racist, but they either Japanese or Chinese. They, you know, got the
if fun they're eyes. Japanese, they could be triad.
You feel what I'm saying? They got just fun eyes. I've never heard the term triad, so you may be right. I don't think they were Japanese. I've never heard the term.
What you said they got?
You know,
don't do that.
Well, I don't know what the fuck else to say, Craig.
They Asian, maybe.
Okay, well then, what's the difference between Asian and Korean?
Oh my!
Hey man, Asian is the blanket, bro.
Okay,
all that Asian ball is under Asian.
I thought Korean was the blanket. That's what I'm saying. That's why I say I ain't know what to say.
Asia is a country. It's a continent.
Asia is a continent.
It's a continent.
Korea is a country. Korea is two countries.
Yeah, it's and guess what country, what continent they on?
Korea. So, let me finish telling you about
the land of the Asian continent, bro.
So, she's going back and forth with her dad, and then...
Bro, the most politically incorrect podcast host that we could ever pick. We got
fact.
One, bro.
Big fact, you should keep your shit in the States. That's what I'm saying. I was trying to be as correct as possible. Instead of helping me, you want to bash me, fucker. So, the girl going to with her dad, right? She already ain't got no mama, and her dad is all she got left. You know what I mean? And she trying to get her dad to basically just be a dad. I need you to be with me. You know what I'm saying? But at this time, she don't understand, but her dad can't. Not because he don't want to. You can tell he love his daughter. You know what I'm saying? But he can't. And then she finally tell him basically to go to hell. And he step outside what he's supposed to be doing to show her, because it's her birthday, that how much he love her, and get killed. And this in the previews, too, so you can
hey,
see the previews.
Hey, y'all, I'm going to start a whole new show. It's going to be called Hood Dude Reviews That Show. And it's going to be Dream telling us, like, what happens in the show and his review on it. Bro, it's going to be successful as shit. Because, like, bro, you just told me what happened in the show, but I swear I heard a BET movie. Like, what's up, my ninja? Like, what's up, ninja?
Facts. So, when he get kissed, she actually see it. And change her whole trajectory of life.
Her what?
Her whole trajectory of life. And now she's on a mission. This whole series about, because that's all happened in the first episode. You know what I'm saying? And now her whole life is based on finding this killer. So now she got to actually train and become a killer to find the killer to kill the killer. And it's so many fucked up twists in this on her journey to doing that. It's actually worth watching.
Adrian.
My name.
Adrian, what if I told you really you got never work another day in your life?
I'm in.
I just came up with $1 million scheme, bro. I just need you to watch TV show.
Siskel and Nickbert.
And you going to review them. We gonna have 16 million followers on YouTube for the hood review of a TV show, bro. And it's gonna be beautiful, bro. He gonna be like, you know what I'm saying? So the trajectory, not trajectory. He gonna mess up the words. He gonna be talking about, bro. It's gonna be magic.
Like, bro. I bet y'all watch y'all like it though.
Oh no, 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 no. I'm gonna tell you, I do know you got a good taste in shows. That's why you can give me the review. I just also found out at this very moment that you giving the review
is hilarious.
It's hilarious, bro. Like, bro, nothing you said just then sounded like it could possibly be Korean. And I know the show you're talking about is Korean, but nothing you said sounded like it could be Korean. Bro, I heard.
It ain't Korean, Asian. I got it right now.
Good job, Dream.
That's the blanket.
So, I got something. I don't know if y'all watched this or not. It's a movie on Amazon Prime called The Voyeurs.
The who?
The Voyeurs. Now,
is this like the voyeurs that go to like sex parties and just watch?
I'm finna put y'all on. So, my freak ass is like, they got a movie called The Voyeurs on Prime? Nigga, play.
So, didn't read the synopsis, didn't read nothing. Just think play.
Bruh, I saw violence, nudity, X, you know, whatever, but I was just like, oh, I'm in. Let's go. So the premise of this is this young couple, they move in to this apartment building. Well, their neighbors across the way, they always fucking. Always. This couple basically becomes obsessed with watching them have sex.
So it is 4 years.
Yeah, it's legit. Like, they fall in love with them having sex. The woman ends up getting killed.
Mm-hmm.
And so she runs into the guy, and like, keep in mind, she in a relationship. She like runs into the guy that she been watching or whatever. They end up like together, like doing something. The boyfriend in relationship A see them commit suicide. Just, yeah.
What?
Shit crazy. Bro, like when I tell you, I want y'all to watch it, so I don't want to give y'all everything on it.
I'm in.
But when the twist comes, you're going to be like, what the fuck?
Is it a movie or
something? It's a movie.
It's a movie.
It's a movie.
It's about an hour and 45 minutes.
If you recommend me a movie, I can watch a movie so much quicker than the show, because right now my show slate is heavy.
Yeah.
My show slate is super heavy. So now my recommendation to y'all is The Titans, right? It's a show called Titans.
DC?
It's DC.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You seen it?
I'm watching it. I started watching. Let me be real with you. I started watching.
I ain't know
it. I got to like season one, like episode 6 or episode 7, but then I kind of got like lost for a minute, so I started over.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm in.
So let me tell you. So I ain't got a child, but I had a dog that loved Teen Titans Go at one point, right? Teen Titans Go is fire. Go put out one of the best hip hop tracks in the last 5 years. I won't be catching villains. Oh, no. I won't be catching villains.
We got to play that for Dream when we
got to play that for Dream so he understand how dope this track is.
Yeah.
So then, like, it was the Teen Titans show where they was actually, like, doing superhero stuff. And Teen Titans Go, which is, like, the kid.
Right,
like,
right.
Having fun. It's funny.
Right.
And then, like, the Titans show came up. I was like, man, I'm not buying DC streaming service to watch this. And then it failed and HBO bought it.
Right.
So it came up. I was like, man, I'm going to watch it. And I started watching it. And then, like, I'm like, bro, this is dark. So I'm going to tell y'all what, like, superhero stuff is amazing. But when you make superhero stuff dark, it's even better.
Yes, indeed.
Bruh. The, like, second episode, Robin was like, I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. I was like, wait a minute, bro. You can't say that. Robin.
Like Batman partner?
Yeah. I was like, bro, you can't say that. And then about three episodes later, there was some tits on the screen. I was like, oh. Like, this may be something. And then, like, bro, they explore, like, the human, like, it's real, it's human.
Yeah.
It's like human emotions plus superheroes.
Yeah.
So I don't know if y'all seen The Boys. Did you see The Boys?
The who?
The Boys. The Boys
on Amazon Prime.
Oh my yeah. God.
You gotta watch that too.
Wait. So
The Boys?
Did you watch Invincible?
No, he don't do anime.
Oh, okay.
Animated stuff.
Okay.
So erase all. So you did finish Invincible. Because I told you to watch Invincible. Yeah. And you was like, I'm gonna check it out.
Yeah, no, I finished.
So you did finish.
Yeah.
Amazing.
It was.
Oh my God.
It was great.
Bruh.
And that's anime.
It's animated. It's
animation.
It's animated. It's not anime. It's animated.
Okay.
But Invincible is crazy, bruh. Like, he kill everybody, bro. Like, you can't, like, the main Superman of the show kills the whole Justice League. And don't just kill him, brutally kill him.
Yeah.
Like, bro, when I say destroy them,
murdered who?
Destroy
everybody.
Like, bro, grabs, is it Batman by the ankle and slams him?
Yeah.
And, like, his blood, like, when he's slamming, it just. Blood and guts.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was bad.
Bruh. And then, like, so when you see that shit, you like. Like, bruh, so this is the first episode. You watch the whole first episode, you be like, man, this shit kind of slow. And then at the end of the episode, this shit happened. You be like, why this just happened? Like, hey, bro, your hands is up. You defensive. You feel you're vulnerable. You feel like, I don't even know why this just happened. Like, I've watched an hour of a show and I don't know why he killed everybody, bro. Like, everybody shouldn't die. What happened?
Like, you can't leave somebody.
Like, at that point, it's like, I gotta know what happened. I gotta know what happened to make him do this shit. And then you watch the whole show.
Yep.
But it's that kind of moment, bro. Like, the first episode is super slow until that happens. And you like, bro, like, you don't know how to control your emotions, bro, because it don't, it, bro, come, like, when it comes, like, I can't explain it. You felt it.
I did. I did. It.
Everybody I know on, that. It's on Amazon Prime. That's animation. But I was telling you about Titans, but I want to stop telling you about Titans. Don't watch Titans. Do not watch Titans. Bro, if you don't find out who Homelander is on The Boys,
yeah,
you're missing out on life. The Boys on Amazon Prime.
The Boys.
It's called The Boys.
B-O-Y-Z.
I think I've seen that too. Bruh. Not the show, but the name.
Ooh.
It's two seasons.
Ooh, it's two seasons. Ooh, bruh, no, it's top tier. It's top tier.
What's the premise of the movie or the song?
When superheroes are human and they have bad sides. All the superheroes have, like, human qualities. Like, so, imagine being a superhero. So, normal people got bad qualities. Mm-hmm. But imagine being a superhero and feeling so good about yourself. Like, you the shit. And you feel entitled. And you also feel like some shit shouldn't happen to you and some shit shouldn't affect you that way. And you rough. Bruh. You don't understand.
And you use them powers to your advantage.
You use your powers to your advantage.
Yeah, it's...
Oh, bro, you have no idea how crazy this shit go. Like, bro, Homelander. Like, I'm going to say Homelander, bro. And if you go home and watch this show, I guarantee you, next week, you be like, bro, this nigga Homelander. Like, you ain't going to have nothing else to say after that. You be like, bro, this nigga Homelander, bro.
I got to find something. I just finished My Name.
Watch that.
Bro, I swear you won't.
I think you'll like it.
You will not regret going The Boys.
Yeah, I'm probably start that tonight.
You would not regret it, bro. I promise.
I kinda wanna see these Invincible niggas. He fucking Batman up like that, though.
I mean, he not just Batman, everybody. Everybody.
Y'all listen to any new music?
I did. I listened to the Brady Young Thug albums, actually melodic as I mean, bro, like the melodies, like it's no drums.
Mm-hmm.
Like he low drums on it. Just doing some singing and bro, it sounds great.
I'm gonna have to listen to it. I normally listen to music in my car, but I've been working with some stuff, so I ain't been able to quite enjoy like ride and enjoy like I want mm-hmm. to. But
it's the Young Thug album is actually surprisingly good to me.
If I'm wrong, scream me. Young Thug just did that interview with the Breakfast Club too, right?
Yeah, it's for this album.
Okay, have y'all seen the interview?
I haven't.
The interview. It's worth watching.
Oh, bro, Young Thug ain't stupid.
Well, it ain't about that part. You know that him and Charlamagne actually had like a real beef. This the first time he ever been on her.
Oh, you know what? I think you're right. I don't think I ever seen him on her.
Yeah, this the first time he been on her. And they had a real beef. So that comes up. They actually start with that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hilarious. They play clip from the shit Thug said from back then and stuff he said back then. And Charlamagne was genuinely scared of Young Thug.
Well, he should be. You know he should be.
He was genuinely scared of Young Thug. And he said.
You know.
He said first he came back and then he said, I said something else. And then he said, I got a phone call from a female. I don't let him know you good. And was like, Charlamagne, not the one. This dude is genuinely like Joker. He can be smiling while he's killing you. Don't do it. And then he made the comment, Charlamagne, fucked up, boy. We're going to kidnap you, man. We're going to fuck you up real bad, man. He said, and to be honest with you, out of all the threats I ever had, that one genuinely scared me.
Bruh.
That's a good interview, bro.
Like, well, you got to respect Young Thug, bro. He is a street dude.
He's so humble, man. I mean, I've been gotten the respect from when he did what he did for Lil Baby.
Mm-hmm.
That would make me look at him different. But Young Thug is a very, you know, him and Lil Wayne friends now. They actually got music together. He said Wayne just slow on dropping anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? He talk about him and the baby. I mean, him and Baby.
Bro, Wayne had to be friends with Thug. Thug looked up to Wayne so much.
That's what he said.
That when he decided to do, he wanted to do the Carter Six.
That's what he said.
And then Wayne booked.
Yeah.
And that's what created the riff.
Yeah.
And he did the barter. And, bro, that's an honor.
He was like, even then, it wasn't like I wanted to disrespect him.
Yeah, he didn't want disrespect.
You know what I mean?
He just looked up to him so much. Bro.
I mean, yeah. If you sit in this interview, after this interview, you'll look at him different.
Bro, you know I'm going to tell you, his album was surprisingly good to me. But I mean, so one thing Thug got that I can give him without a doubt, sonically, like, you know, just the sound, like, he got that down. Like, he can make stuff sound good. Yeah. It's a great album. It is what it is. It's a great album. You know what I'm saying? Wale dropped Florida too. Me being a huge Wale fan, Wale top five for me. I didn't like the original Florin album a lot. I mean, mixtape a lot. And I don't like the Florin 2 mixtape a whole lot. Okay. I mean, he's rapping. I love his rapping ability. Right. But it's, you know, it sounds like, and it's hard to explain. Because, like, mixtape Wale was the mixtape about nothing. More about nothing. Like, that's mixtape Wale for me. Bro, you talking about classic mixtapes.
Right.
And then he went to making, like, really legendary albums and classic albums. So when you drop Forlorn, it don't measure up to, like, a mixtape about nothing or more about nothing. I feel like you're undervaluing yourself. So that's why I didn't like the first. And this one's also, it sounds like the tracks that you didn't like.
Gotcha. That makes sense.
It sounds like the tracks that you don't care for. And, I mean, he got some bangers on there. Don't get it wrong. And this is the easiest way to look at it. I like 5 tracks off the album or 4 tracks off the album. But it's 15 tracks off of it. That ratio is that I don't like it.
I started on it, but, like, I didn't finish it.
I don't know how many actual.
But I think I got through, like, 4 or 5 songs.
I got to check that out. I'm a big Thug fan now. I gotta go check that out. Hey, on another note, the next URL event. Have anybody seen the next URL event? No.
Talk about the
next big one.
Another, Saturday.
No, it's later than that. It ain't this.
No, Saturday. It's the 30th.
It's this fast?
Yes. To Dev Doers Park?
Yeah.
It's Saturday.
Drake is doing, not hosting, he's doing the next URL event. He's paid all the battles himself. And he's pitting people against each other that normally wouldn't battle one another.
Yeah. Oh, it's going
to be. Yeah, it's crazy.
I've been watching the face-offs.
Yeah, that's what I've been watching. It's going to be crazy, bro. And he got the money to put it together how he want to do it. You know what I mean? Now, you know, Eminem tried it once. I thought it was good, but not great. Slaughterhouse, when he did that one. I thought it was good. Drake, and that was in the beginning, too, though. Drake been around long enough and owned his own league.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? That I think he know. I think he got it. And I can't wait to see how that turn up.
Yeah, it's Saturday 6 Eastern 3 Pacific, so it'll be 5 o'clock here.
Oh.
Saturday night.
I gotta figure out a way to get that.
Have you seen the card country?
Shit.
Correct. You seen the card for to Dev Deals Park? You good?
Put to the battle.
He didn't know about it. He just found out about
no,
it.
No, I just found out
about it. So it's Loaded Lux versus Geechee Gotti, Tay Rock versus Twerk, Sue Surf versus Calico, T Rex versus Rum Nitty, Jazz the Rapper versus Goddess, and Pat Stay versus Real Sick. It's going to be.
That's this weekend?
It's this Saturday.
Bro, that's. So that card sounds amazing, but I do got one beef with it.
What's that?
Loaded Lux versus Giddy.
Geechee Gotti.
Yeah, I got one beef with it, bro.
What's that?
Loaded Lux don't need to see nobody but Daylight right now. Like, Daylight is the only nigga he need to see.
Well, that battle, he ain't gonna. My man ain't selling that. You'd be foolish to allow Drake to have it.
Yeah.
He ain't selling that. That's gonna be he's gonna be on Gnome or the next Summer Madness. You know what I'm saying? That's gonna be a car headliner for him. He ain't gonna let Drake have that.
Bruh.
But
I don't care about nothing but Loaded Lux and Daylight right
if
now.
If Loaded got a chance of losing to any new era guy,
it's Geechee.
It's Geechee.
For sure.
It's going to be good.
That's going to be good. Geese been wanting for a while. You know what I mean? That's going to be good. Hey, I'm going to tell you something. That, you know what I think Battle Night going to be for some weird reason?
Which one?
T-Rock and New Jersey Twerk.
Bro, I just got a message that said, well, I do Mike Evans for Travis Kelce straight up.
Mike Evans for Travis Kelce. Ain't Kelce hurt though?
No. Travis Kelce.
He just had a big, yeah.
Right. Travis Kelce just getting double covered. But Mike Evans is playing like, but Brady don't like Mike Evans.
Mike Evans just went crazy.
This is his first game in 2 years. First game in 2 years that he went crazy.
No, man. But he went crazy just last week.
I ain't lying to you,
y'all. He's dead this week, though. That's the horrible part. I need him. He dead this week. He has never scored a touchdown or caught a big pass on Lattimore. I don't know what Lattimore got on him, but he got it. And they play twice a year. Lattimore got his number, bro. So, I mean, I got him on my team. I'm trying to figure out a way to mention
who
Mike Evans. You know, I've been playing Mike Evans in my league for a while.
Bro, he just had his first big game in 2 years.
He went crazy too.
And he had
this gave away Tom Brady the ball.
Yeah, I know. First big game in 2 years. Hey, bro, dude won though. Because like, so I don't know if you, now mind you, if he could have, if he got that ball,
it should have been a topic.
If he, yeah, it should have. If he got that ball and left the stadium immediately, that ball is worth $500,000.
Easy.
Worth $500,000 if he would have got the ball and left the stadium immediately. But being that he didn't leave the stadium immediately, bro, that ball, although you catch the ball in the crowd, audience, legally belongs to the stadium. So you can't legally keep it. Like, you can act like you're going to keep it, but then they're going to bully it out you. Because legally, it belongs to the stadium. It doesn't belong to you. And they get the ball back. So the only option you got, if you catch a ball that important, you leave immediately.
I don't think nobody had realized what had happened when it happened.
Yeah, nobody did.
Mike Evans didn't realize it. Fan didn't realize it.
They announced it. I watched the game on TV. Mm-hmm. They announced it. 600 touchdown game ball.
And that's when everybody was like, holy shit.
And then Mike Evans went and handed somebody like, oh.
Yeah.
And then the equipment was kind of, hey, Brady. Kind of.
You just gave with it. Brady. Only ball ever been through for the 610 time. May ever happen.
Brady kind of want that one back. And Brady gave it to him, so I'm like, Brady got to be some good shit come out of it. And at that time, I didn't know that the ball belonged to the same. I thought he could have fought back. Mm-hmm. And me personally, if I was in the stands, I would have fought back. And then I would have got nothing. You know what I'm saying? But now that I know how it works, knowing that if you fight back, the stadium can take it and mm-hmm. you get nothing. He gave it back. Brady got the remainder of the season and all of next season.
Yep, 2021, 2022. Facts.
Multiple signed Brady jerseys. A Brady signed helmet.
Mike Evans jersey.
Multiple Mike Evans jerseys. Mike Evans worn game shoes.
Yeah, and a shoe.
And one Bitcoin from
Brady.
And $1,000 worth of store credit for Tampa Bay.
And $1,000 worth of store credit in Tampa Bay.
That's what's up.
So it ain't $500,000 liquid.
Right.
Like, if he would have went home with that ball and put it on eBay.
Right.
But
the assets that he gained from it,
it's about the same.
Yeah.
Like, bro, a helmet for Brady is, bro, they got Brady helmets on eBay right now for $25,000. Mm-hmm. I would imagine his jerseys going for, you know, game-worn signed jerseys, Super Bowl jerseys, mm-hmm. probably going for $50,000 to $100,000. You know what I'm saying? Like,
if he plays card right, he can get close to what he lost.
He can get close to what he lost. Yeah. But I would have had to go home with that 600 game.
Bruh.
I'm
a fan. Look, I'm a fan of
him. He would have walked up and handed to me, and I would have took it just like Leonard Fournette and went out the crowd with it.
So the Washington Redskins, that game, I knew Drew Brees would hit that. Yeah. Watch the football team. When I knew Drew Brees was going to break that record, boom, pump fake, 7-yard bomb to Traquan Smith down the sideline. He run out of the inbound. He keep the ball, you know, naturally. He run to the end zone, throw that bitch to me. Before they realized what ball that was, I was in Mississippi. I'm a fan, bro.
Yeah.
I knew he was going to break it that night. I knew what was going to happen when it happened. Soon that ball hit my hand, Mississippi.
Straight up.
I probably would have Ubered so they couldn't get my car.
Bro, you know what it's worth. Bro, you know, bro, that 600 game ball from Brady is worth at bare minimum half a million dollars. I mean, half a million. Bare minimum.
Yeah.
Bare minimum, bro. Half a million.
He eBay that auctioning right, bro. He can probably get tens of millions for that mug, bro. If he eBay that auctioning right, Brady would have paid $1 million for it.
Mm-hmm.
If he'd got out of there with it.
Without question. Brady would have gave $1 million for that ball back.
Yeah.
What?
But he ain't got no, but once he gave the ball up, he ain't got no, you can't say, hey man, this Bitcoin ain't enough. Mm-hmm. Brady gonna be like, it is enough.
Mm-hmm.
I got my ball.
Ticket, yeah.
Yeah.
Bitcoin do sound really sexy though.
Yeah, Bitcoin. He gave him one, but it's $63,000.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's if it don't continue to go up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I wouldn't sell a Bitcoin right now, would you? If you had a whole coin.
At this very moment?
Well, not like at this moment in our circumstances, but if you was, we still, you know, our income was still flowing.
I probably, no, I wouldn't.
I had to sit on that one to see what to do.
I was sitting on the
fire. A whole one?
If I ain't got nothing going on, I'm holding a Bitcoin. I even got a couple of Ethereum.
Yeah, right now, I still got my Doge.
I ain't got
nothing.
Actually,
up right now.
I got a couple of Ethereum. I ain't got nothing. I ain't got no Doge.
About 5,000 Doge still. I just can't let go.
But yeah, I mean, it's. I think bro won.
Yeah, I do.
At the end of the day, for a man who bought a ticket to a game, he most definitely won.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lottery.
Because I bought a lot of tickets and spent a lot of money.
But he was sitting.
I ain't never got nothing back.
He was sitting so close.
Yeah, he was. It was end zone seat. It's end zone seat.
That's an expensive seat.
That's what. That actually ain't as bad. The sideline seat come on end zone seat.
Well, I sit sideline for the most
part. Yeah, they cost more than
end zone. Even if you're in end zone, at the very front of the end zone, I guarantee you it's super high.
Yeah, $600-$700. Yeah. Pretty easy.
I'd imagine it'd be more than $600-$700.
No, about $600-$700.
Think so?
I'm always on shopping game, NFL game.
I mean, me too. I never even looked at end zone seats because I wouldn't sit there. But
I want an end zone seat one day, just because that's the only thing. That's the only place I haven't sat in the stadium yet. I've never sat in the end zone. I've pretty much been everywhere but on the field.
The first Saints game me and Danae ever went to together, we sat in the end zone.
I've never sat in the end zone.
You had one seat that I haven't had that's more exclusive than what I've had.
I never have it again either.
Yeah, that press box seat. Like, you know, that's something I wish I could have experienced.
It wasn't a lifetime.
A press box seat. But I, for the most, other than that, bro, I've sat closest you can get.
But see, you never go up.
Yeah, I won't go up.
See, that's what I'm saying. I've sat everywhere in the Superdome, bro, and every factor of the seats.
Yeah, I just can't
except for the end zone.
I can't see me traveling to sit and to watch the jumbo.
Shit, I'm probably finna do a sight. You can still see the field. Do not let that fool. You can see the field good. Yes, you can. When you watch the replay, you watch them on the television. You see the fit. I'm going to probably be there Sunday. I'm going to tell you something else you don't realize. The fun people up there. The civilized people sit up front.
I like sitting with the civilized people.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? In New Orleans, the fun people on the 600, dog.
But
that's $120.
Like me and Dream been friends for a long time, but the difference between me and Dream is Dream is uncivilized and I'm very civilized. That's the difference. He like to sit with his kind, I like to sit with my kind. I want to be downstairs with the civilized people.
Right.
I want to look at somebody and be like, yeah, that was a good play. It was, buddy. I agree. Toast.
That's the bottom line. That's what goes on down in the 100s.
Up top where they
you
at,
may get up one of
you
these.
You might sit in front of somebody.
But up top, the pony gonna have to come over there and check and see what's going on once every, at least once a game if we lit. The police come to like, oh, that's just Saints fan, been Saints fan. Y'all don't tell the whole building no, and then they'll leave.
That's
the most fun I've ever had. I was one seat from the back wall. That's kind of press boxing now. The most fun I ever had in the Superdome. I was me and Tisha was here. The wall was we were sitting here, row here, then the wall. That's how far we were. We was in heaven. But, bro, it was lit. Oh, my God, it was lit. The white wall was turning that bitch, dog. No shirts on. Just wilding. I was with all the shits. Give me another beer, you drunk motherfucker.
Oh. And guess where I would be at? Downstairs, be like,
that was a good play, mate.
Very good play. Did you see how he slants and cut up the middle of the field around the 50? He caught it so excellently. Never seen something so superb in my life. What you say? Hey, sir, excuse me, vendor, Mr. Vendor, could you pass the Grey Poupon? Thanks. Thank you, sir. Thank you. I sit down with the Royals, bro. I'm sorry.
Put me in the roof with the crazy people. Now, the last game I went to, it was a guy sat down up. I'm in the very front row. He would turn. And then I was like, you did y'all record scene? She was like, the woman said, no. It's me and my husband. But we had an extra seat this year. So our son's sitting in the 640s. She even had to say no more then. I get why he was so turnt then. You know what I mean?
He know how
y'all
to
let a fool down here with me. He all right.
He know how to act.
Oh, he jigging the whole
And let me tell you something. I would have been in the bleachers like, y'all see? Look.
So y'all need to send him back.
Y'all see this peasant down here acting unruly amongst us great NFL fans? How dare he put a stain upon our establishment this way?
Put me in the room, dog.
Put me in the room. I'm just saying, bro.
Especially like, playoffs.
Put me down low. Put me down low.
Oh, man.
All right, man. And let's wrap this thing up. Attorney, you got merch, bro.
Yeah, so.
Let's see this merch. Let's show the merch to the people.
Before we get out of here, I actually bought one because, you know, I'm doing pre-orders, but some of this stuff's already in. It's going to ship fast. That's all I'm saying. But this is the prototype for the affirmation signature series, and I'm gonna do so. A little backstory, man. For anybody that follows me on social media, every morning I wake up, I say, awake, elevate, motivate, top of the morning, good people, be inspired, be blessed. That's just something I started doing after my mom passed. And July 4th of 2022 will make 10 years that Merciless Minds has been around as a company, as an entity. So, we are doing our colors are black and white. That was the original Merciless Minds thing. I'm rebranding for the 10-year, new logo. And I wanted to take stuff kind of back, almost like a retro series. So I'm doing a signature series collection. It's going to be just kind of like quotes from different artists over time or different things that I've said in like music or whatever. We are running limited edition series, so like, I think we're going to do probably 50 pieces for every signature series that we do. Once they gone, they gone. We're not reordering. We're not selling anymore. But the first is the affirmation series. So it says awake, elevate, motivate. And it's my actual autograph on the bottom of it that stands out.
Yes, it is.
And on the back of it, it's the new Merciless Minds logo on the neck piece. I have, we're doing t-shirts, long sleeve t-shirts, crew necks, and pullovers, hoodies. So y'all make sure that y'all check it out. We're going to make sure that we post like the link. But I finally got a chance to kind of update my website a little bit because I hadn't had a chance to do it since before the pandemic. But MrEverlasting.com is where y'all can actually order these. And like I said, they're going to go on sale. They're going to go on pre-order October 31st, which is Sunday, which is why I'm showing them to y'all now. Because when this episode drops, it'll be November the 1st. And the first shipment is going to go out November the 15th. And after that, it'll be made, whatever's left will be made available to the public.
Speaking of, I haven't talked to my crewmates about this at all whatsoever. And I'm probably going to ruffle a little feathers here, but we're not dropping this episode November 1st.
Oh, okay.
We are dropping this episode on the 28th.
Okay.
We're going to drop on Thursdays now.
Okay.
Our episode is, we're going to go live on Tuesdays. Our actual podcast episode is going to be live on Thursdays.
Okay.
I'm changing up the recipe, man. I realized that like relevancy going from Tuesday to Sunday.
It's a long time.
It's a long time.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, so like
that.
A lot of news media.
Especially. In the world. Yeah. So a lot of times we was running out of time of our episode being relevant, or right, what we were talking about.
Gotcha.
Also, with that being said, the Merciless Mind merch and the link to his merch is going to be on like in our comments on Facebook and also on our podcast description.
We'll do it on Instagram and Twitter too. So we'll
get make sure that you know that you can go any of our sites and find the link to purchase some of that merch from Eternity and support him. Make sure y'all do that.
And I promise you, like, I don't do no bullshit merch. So, like,
oh no, it's high quality.
It's high quality.
When you see me ask for, I ask for it because of high quality. I'm a crew guy. I love a crew neck.
Yeah. So I mean, like, I got them, and I'm gonna tell you the crazy thing, bro. I originally wasn't gonna do crew necks.
I love crew
necks. I wasn't gonna do them, but I was like, I kind of want one. Like, this was like the selfish part of me. I was like, I kind of want one. And then I talked to a couple other people, and they was like, bro, I rock a crew neck too. So I was like, fuck it. All right, I'm gonna add like 12 of these. You know what I'm saying? To like the collection or whatever. So, they are, I mean, it's like heavy duty, they screen print, they good quality, and they're all, they are all general adult sizes. So like ladies, if you know, if you would traditionally wear like a women's large, you probably want to order a medium, and it's pre-shrunk cotton. So it's not going to get smaller. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's something that I've been working on, for, you know what I'm saying? A little while. I just been kind of holding back, but I'm super excited about being able to get back into it and get back into the flow of things since, you know, the world is slowly starting to open back up and people are starting to start to book shows again and things of that nature. I had so many plans for my music that I wanted to do in 2020 that I didn't get an opportunity to because of COVID. So now we're finna roll into 22. It's finna be Merciless Mind's 10-year anniversary. And I'm just gonna say, I got a whole lot of stuff on the horizon. So MrEverlasting.com is the personal website. Y'all make sure y'all join the mailing list because I'm going to have some shit for y'all every couple of months. Just be on the lookout. 2022 going to be crazy. Mm-hmm. But with that being said, man, our quote of the week says, even the smallest act of caring for another person is like a drop of water. It will make ripples throughout the entire pond. That's by Brian Mattiau.
Big facts, man. Soph got something to say, episode 79. Next week is episode 80.
80.
It's big. I like 80. 80 is a nice number to me.
Yes, it's a real nice
number. I like 80. So we'll see y'all next week, man. Remember, our actual podcast go live now on Thursday mornings. If you subscribe to us on any of the DSPs, you'll get a notification. Man, appreciate y'all for listening. Thanks. Peace.